Welcome to The Hitch, week 5.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, scooch a little closer to you.
Some gravel.
We're a little far away. There we are.
We're sitting outside in our camping chairs. It's a nice evening. Yeah. Oh my gosh, the evenings here.
The evenings. Last night, I slept so well.
So did I. It was heavenly. No AC going, no fans going.
It was just silent.
It was so quiet. Yeah. It was like the perfect sleeping temperature. It was like 50-something degrees.
Yeah, there are not a lot of lights in this campground, so it was dark, quiet.
We walked outside and saw the stars. Temperature
was amazing.
I know I had to dig in the back of the closet to find a warmer blanket for our little guy. Because he's just been using a sheet.
If that.
Yeah, or nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and now the sun is almost down and the cool air has started to kind of blow back in, but
first full day in Santa Fe. It was amazing. I mean, this is a great city town. What do you want to call it?
City town.
I know, I was going to say city, and then I was like, it seems kind of small for that, but I guess it's a city.
It seems both small and big.
No, it seems big in a lot of ways. In fact, I was shocked to look up that I looked up and there were like 88,000 people living here. I thought it was bigger than that.
Yeah, it's funny because there is
it feels bigger than that.
Yeah, and yet a lot of what a person thinks of when they think of Santa Fe is like the old town, which is very small and very old. We spent a little bit of time there today and it's all one or two story buildings.
Yeah,
you know, old adobe buildings with big overhangs wooden overhangs
walkway.
Over the sidewalks, and there's a old plaza with a very old fort on one side, and you walk around there and it's very touristy and very moneyed touristy.
Yeah,
but you walk around there and it feels really small. But then it just goes and goes. We had to do a couple of errands today. So, like, we went to a Target and a Walmart, and, like, those were pretty sizable drives out.
Yeah, and, like, 20 minutes out, and we were still in Santa Fe.
Yeah, it just kept going and going.
Yeah, there's a lot here. There's a lot that you, again, I suppose it is, like, rich people get what they want. Again, sort of similar to Marfa, but on a much larger scale,
much
obviously.
Larger scale.
But, like, wow, they just pretty much have everything here that, you know, you want or need. You just look it up. The thing that really blew me away today is I was researching all the museums, trying to figure out when we would go to which ones, and like looking for free days and stuff just to save some money. And I knew about a number of the museums ahead of time and knew that Santa Fe was such a rich cultural place, right? And you know, there's a million art galleries and many art museums. I still was like, I still am blown away by how many museums are here.
Yeah.
Blown away. Like historical museums, art museums, cultural museums of varying, you know, kinds. Like so many.
Yeah.
So many. I was having a hard time keeping them straight. And I was like writing, you know, I wrote on a notebook like these lists of like, I had to break them down geographically. Like these are the ones on the plaza. These are the ones.
Right.
Like they have this part of town called Museum Hill.
Right.
That has like four or five museums
up on a hill.
It's beautiful. We drove by it last night. We saw a sign when we quickly popped into town last night and it said Museum Hill. And we're like, that sounds fun.
But it also was funny because we were like, there's a Museum Hill? Like, we've already seen it driven by like a million museums.
So many.
What museums could possibly be up on the hill?
I know.
And then it was like five super legit real museums.
Yeah. So many museums. And they all look amazing.
Yeah, they do.
And they're big. I mean, these are not like small little, you know, esoteric museums. These are like huge, important museums. And they're so many of them. Anyway, it's exciting for we love museums. So it's great, but it's like, oh my gosh, I'm like trying to figure it out. We got to pick and choose a little bit because we can't do it all.
I mean, we're here a while, but
today we went to the farmer's market in this area that's called the Rail Yards, right?
Yeah, the Rail
Yard. And they had a really cool play, like play area in this park. And then, but it's just like everywhere you look is a gallery.
It was wild
everywhere.
How many galleries were in that neighborhood.
And I just wanted to go into all of them.
Yeah.
And the kids did not want to today. So I didn't get to do that. But we did walk around that area. And I'm like, I mean, seriously,
yeah,
blown away.
We'll go back on Saturday. The farmer's
market's
we're gonna
back,
go back on Saturday. There's a museum there called The
Site Santa Fe. That's like a contemporary art museum.
It has a free day on Saturdays while the farmer's market's going. So we'll hit them then. I had to split from you guys because I had to record my podcast, which...
My other podcast,
Says Who.
Says Who.
Which I had to do back in a car again because...
Yeah.
Like we said yesterday, the Wi-Fi here at the campsite isn't great.
And we have no
cell. It's
better
today than yesterday. And yeah, we have no cell. And we've learned kind of, there are definitely things like over by the kind of the main camp building here. There's very consistent Wi-Fi. So you kind of can go on a little Wi-Fi hike to go.
And they have a really nice patio
like
with
area.
Like a bunch of tables and chairs set up. And I realized, it's a very nice space. But I think part of the reason they have that is because
people to use it.
People need
and,
to connect.
But like that will work for me for most of the work that I need to do. Doing the podcast, I need better Wi-Fi than that or some sort of internet signal. So we went into Santa Fe, and the thing that is wild about Santa Fe, and I have a theory as to why, but cell service is real patchy.
It's
in
super
the
patchy.
City more than any place I have ever been. Like, you can be walking down a block and go from full bars to no bars, and that made finding a place that was strong enough actually tricky.
Yeah.
And also it needed to be shaded because...
Right, because you were going to be in the car.
I was going to be in the car.
Overheat.
But...
I was driving and Dan was like checking, you know, for signal, and he'd be like, oh, this is great. And then be like, okay, there's a parking spot over there. By the time we'd get over there,
yeah,
it would be gone.
Yeah, there was no more signal.
And I don't know. It's... Yeah,
so my
I
theory
mean,
is there are a lot of building restrictions in Santa Fe. Especially in the older part, which our son looked it up, is like a quarter of the whole city is considered to be the like historic part. So buildings can't be very high. And as a result, most of the time in a city, the cell towers are actually just things mounted on the side of tall buildings.
Yeah.
And there are no tall buildings.
Right.
And the couple of cell towers that I've been able to spot are only probably about 3 stories tall.
Like, yeah.
They are very short. And I think that's because there's a height restriction to the whole town. And so the signal just doesn't carry, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be totally surprised to learn that Adobe also plays a part in it.
Yeah,
because
maybe.
it is a very interesting material in terms of sound waves and stuff like that. So I wouldn't be surprised if it absorbs radio waves in a way as well.
Something is going on.
And all the buildings are Adobe or Adobe-like in this town, which is hilarious sometimes.
Hilarious.
Like, we went to an Adobe Target
when
today.
When you go to Target. And it was in like a Adobe shopping
strip mall
where there was an Adobe Michaels and an Adobe Walmart down the street. And
it is really funny.
It looked really funny. I mean, something is up, and it's always disappointing when it's like, you kind of expect that when you go into like off the grid kind of campgrounds, but here,
but we're not off the grid.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And also I think that it was tricky because we didn't really get into town yesterday. I mean, we drove through
briefly.
You know, normally I would have been able to have found and sighted a spot. And in fact, later after the recording, which I almost baked in the car because it turned
for
out the sun moves through the sky.
Yes,
and the shaded spot that we were in was no longer shaded by the end of the recording. But I did discover that there is both a covered parking garage, a block from an actual honest-to-God cell tower. And I'm going to record there
next week. We'll still be here. And you can record there.
Yeah,
so
I'm
you did live.
I did live.
But this whole, like, cooking in a car and podcasting is
not the smartest
not
thing
ideal.
I've ever done.
No.
But
it
works.
Great, but you survived.
But yeah, I mean, that's the trick. We had someone tweeting at us yesterday about kind of how we manage work while we're on the road. And, you know, I mean, it's the thing about it is every time you go to a new place, you have to really figure out what works and what doesn't.
You have to sometimes drive around like we did this morning, just looking for something that will work out. I mean, we had two factors. We were looking for covered parking so you didn't bake, and then that also had had a cell reception that was decent enough for you. And we didn't really find it today until after you recorded it.
But it's just interesting because you really do forget that cell is not ubiquitous everywhere.
Right.
And that you can't 100% rely on it being there until you are actually there. You know, I mean, we've certainly been in places that have cell, but it is so weak that you can't really use it.
Right.
In this case, there literally is no cell here at the campground, and it's weird and patchy in town. But, you know, like, I was pretty cranky. All of us, really, were pretty cranky about it last night. And today, it was like, you know what?
Today was a little better. Yeah. It was better. Well, last night, it was frustrating because we couldn't get anything.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi.
So, like,
the campground wasn't working either.
Check anything online. And that was frustrating because you're just cut off from the world. And, you know, sometimes that can be great. But other times, when you haven't planned it, it's frustrating because you're like, oh, I was going to get back to that person, or, oh, I was going to text this person.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
And when you're staring down 10 days of it.
Right. And there's stuff you need to do, podcasts to record and work to be done. And also just the logistics. Like, thankfully, the internet was better this afternoon and I was able to research museums and stuff because, you know, all of that stuff takes work.
Right.
And figuring out what days are best to go and what hours and, like, I bought tickets for Meow Wolf, which will be very cool.
I'm so excited.
I am so excited. So we're going on Friday. And how do you even describe it? An interactive...
I mean, I honestly don't know how to describe it because we've purposefully tried to not spoil myself too much about it.
And
but
I know...
It's
like a...
art collective, interactive experience thing.
And I read just a tiny bit today from their website when I was buying tickets, and it was like non-linear storytelling told in a, you know, through an interactive experience. And I was like, that sounds amazing. And I've known, I mean, I have friends who've gone and they're just like blown away, but it's interesting because I feel like nobody can tell me what it is. And part of it is like, I'm not asking because I want to be surprised.
Right.
I want to experience it all for myself. But it's interesting because it does seem to be an experience where people have a hard time explaining.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah, might be inarticulate podcast on Friday because that's when we're going. I got to get a couple days worth of work done and then we're going to go in the afternoon on Friday.
But yeah.
But
yeah, so it was nice to be able to do that, but it's hard to not know when you can, because, you know, even things as simple as getting directions, you know, we're so used to using our GPSs, you know, our maps on our phones to get us places to keep in touch. Like, we split up with you and I was like, I sure hope we can, you know.
Yeah.
We actually ended up walking over to the state capitol, which apparently is a thing that we do now.
Yeah, you all are like the state capitol gang.
We're the state
capitol. It's not a thing I do.
It's a thing we all do on our own. I do recommend it because you get a sense of a place there are always beautiful buildings and oftentimes they have art hanging up. This one was like just like art everywhere.
Yeah.
Like just everywhere, like hung so much, and a whole we saw a whole exhibit on like quilts that was cool. And anyway, it's a good way to get a sense of a place and then learn a little bit about history, and the buildings are always beautiful and you can always go into them,
right?
You know, get some AC time, some water. We needed that. Anyway, it was good. It was fun. It's a cool state capitol building because it's Adobe, like everything here.
Yeah.
And it's round. It's a round building.
Yeah,
and it's only not domed.
Yeah.
It does have a little dome. It does have a dome in the middle, but I don't think you can see it from the...
Right.
Not domed in the same way.
Right.
Like when you're inside, there's like beautiful stained glass you know, kind of dome, but I don't know that it sticks up
right
at all.
Yeah, it doesn't look
you
like
can't
a
see it from the road.
Capitol
it doesn't look like a normal Capitol building
it's
at all.
It's really amazing.
It's not super tall. It's not super big. But right. You know what? We went into both the House of Representatives and the Senate chambers because that's another cool thing we've learned. That you could just walk in and like look at it. It's pretty cool, and it's always so great because the 14-year-old will talk to the 4-year-old about, you know, this is, you know, this is where they make decisions and vote on things and stuff. It's very cute. But one thing that struck me was like how few seats there were.
Yeah, because
this is not a very populated state. And there are not as many representatives and stuff. I mean, it was much, much smaller Capitol building than like the one in Madison and the one in Austin for sure.
Yeah.
And it was interesting to see. Anyway, we did that, but we walked over there because you were in the car,
right,
baking away and doing your podcast. And I was like, I had that feeling of like, yeah, I guess we'll get in touch at some point. I hope he gets my text that tells him where we are. Anyway, it all worked.
Yeah, it did.
It was good.
And, yeah, and then we walked around the plaza a little bit and came back and I got some work done and you were able to do that research.
Uh-huh.
And 14-year-old was able to get on the internet for a bit, so
that
he was satiated for a while. And and yeah, that's about it.
Yep.
More of this goodness tomorrow.
Yep.
We'll talk to you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard, while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at TinCanEvangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the road!